Monsters, Avi Murray. By the figure of the pillar, it's five Mandragas, Koach Nefesh, Tchon Seva, Chelish Imba Tekono, Mixes Chelim Echish Ba'almo. The first two weeks of this man, we went to the Indian of the Koach Nefesh, the Chelish Imba Tekono, we came out Lalocho, it's very simple, Azariah has no Shubach, unless it's after we've done much Shabbos, we cannot do it on Shabbos at all. Now, Sifya Zayin is basically the next two levels of a Chel on Shabbos. There is Sakonas Eiver and a Chelish Imba Tekono, two different levels. First, it goes to the level of Sakonas Eiver. The Gemara of Adzara and Dav Chokhasim Bey is being down of Ayin Shmordo from either that rebels, that's going to fall out. The Gemara discusses what's the law on Shabbos, being down Machloikis, because the Gemara's Maskon is that since the eye depends upon the heart, the light of the eye depends upon the heart, therefore it's in Matzah of Koach Nefesh, therefore you can't be Mechal Shabbos, even the Malacha deraisa. Medaik the Rishonim, the Rajba, the Ramban, the Ritva, the Rosh, the Rivosh, the Oid, that we see from the Gemara that the only reason why you can't do a Melacha deraisa is because you have a nichol negeda of Koach Nefesh. Otherwise, the fact that you can lose an eye, which is certainly a nichol negeda of an Aver, and it's a Konos Aver, you cannot be Mechal a deraisa, it's not the Konos Aver. That's one Malach among the Rishonim. Atzal HaShani, there's a Taisus on Sukkot Nav Chavov on Min Aleph. Taisus there says that all Sakonis Aver had the getter of Sakonis Nefashis, Nichol the same Sugyo, and Kemachal a deraisa for Sakonis Aver. Taisus Nav Chavov in Sukkot. Tamil Rishash, the Rishash if the Maisa gets a Gemona by Zadav Chavches, and therefore I want to say it's Taisus Sefer and Taisus, it does not mean Sakonis Aver, it means only Sakonis Ayin, and therefore an Ayin, Nichol get up Koch Nefesh. The Malachim do point out that not only is it cases that way, the Geis Lofanenu, there's also Ben Chananel that the Arzurua brings down, the Ben Atam says also comes Eva Kimachal Din Dereisa. The Arzurua does end off with the Rav Yor says it's against the Gemara, and the Vadazar that's called Chesem Beis. A third reason they point out is that Gut and Sukkah says the same thing. And the fourth reason, the Meiri says it before, the Meiri of Elizad Dav Chav Chesam Bey says, do not tell me that the only time you can mechal Shabbos by the Reis is only by Bekoch Nefesh and not by Sekonis Eivor, even if Sekonis Eivor can mechal Shabbos by the Reis. I Lamaisa affect the Meiri on himself, the Gemara says, the only reason why by Sekonis of the Naim you can't be mechal Shabbos is because it fell upon the Leib, Bekoch Nefesh. He says, no, that's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara's words, Shireinu Da'ina Beliba Talio, is Loimar, it's aimed to happen, it's totally upon something else, and since it's aimed to happen, therefore, just like you have a hetter mitzab b'koach nefesh, you also have a hetter deraisa by any sekundus aver. So we have called machlokes rishonim what the halacha by sekundus aver is. The ikar rishonim seem to be medayek the Gemara that by sekundus aver you cannot do a deraisa, only derabbanon, except when the geiter anayim. Mashenke, there are those Rishonim, the Meiri, the Rei and Tam, and seem to be placed in Sukkot Achavav, they seem to say vakarat that you can't do a Melacha Deraisa. Melacha Deraisa, you read the Mechaber and Sifu Zayin, the four different Shita is over there. The first three says you can do a Melacha Drabonon and not Deraisa. The fourth Shita is the Ramam Shita that says even Drabonon you cannot do, unless it's not a Sirach Melacha, even a Sirach Melacha you want to be Machmer. Maisa Klaw, it's not even brought down by the Beis Yosef or the Nois HaKelem, this Shita. And therefore the Paiskim, the Mavosner, or the Abiy Omer, they want to say, not even to Mitzdarf at all, the Shita of the Meiri, and Avada, the only thing you can do by Sekundus Aver is only a Melacha Darabonim by Yisrael, but not a Melacha Daraisa. So again, that's when Lalocha comes out, Yisrael, making the Paiskim say, cannot do a Daraisa because Sekundus Aver, only a Darabonim. Now, once we're saying a person can do a Darabonim for Sekundus Aver, the Shal is, what's Nichl in the Ghetto of Darabonim? For example, you do a melacha deraisa aydei shinoi. We'll get to by davish in by chilish in by sekono be matlogis what halacha is. But over here, by sekonis aver, come on the paiskim, they say as long as any derabbanon, even a deraisa done aydei shinoi, says Rav Shlomo Zalman and the paiskim being down, avadi can do the melacha for sekonis aver. Any way making derabbanon, whether it's the melacha derabbanon, whether melacha deraisa aydei shinoi, also nichol together of derabbanon, therefore sekonis aver is not a problem. Voice of Shlomo Zalman, not only by case of Shinoi, but even by Melacha She'ein Tzrich L'Gufoi, that we usually mach before and give it a Geder of a Deraisa, by the case of Sekonis Aver, we'll give it a Klal of a Drabonon, and then also we could do any Drabonon we want for Sekonis Aver. mentions over there in Shemir Shabbos. The third thing is also you do not have to go look for a guy. So it says really three things that Shemir Shabbos in Or Yud Zayin. That first of all, even a Shina de Rabbanon, even a Malacha de Rabbanon, it's a Malacha Shein Tzigul Rufay, but you don't have to go look for a guy. Shlomo Zalman says, true, what discusses, this halacha went vaday sakana sefer. What happens when you have a suffix of sakana sefer? Is the halacha to be machmor, to be mekel? So the way Shlomo Zalman writes in Shuvah, he says, just like by deraisa, by bekoch nefesh, ein holchanach haroiv, and we give a get of a suffix, even nachshash rochuk, as it didn't have a vaday bekoch nefesh, who were didn't call tikkun derabbanan, ein deraisa tikkun, and therefore a suffix of sakana sefer will also give a get of vaday, could also be mechel derabbanan by Yisrael. The way the Devi Yatev says it over, he says, "Posh it to Machal Shabbos Adei Rabbanon, Sav Rabbanon Lekula." The Nafkamina saying it over, and what's the halacha when the Chashash Rochok? What's not a Sofik? The Chashash Rochok. Devi Yatev is saying with Chashash Rochok, the Ma'aseh the Kfalah, we go the Kfalah of Pesach, Sav Rabbanon Lekula. We have Chazaka Roy, the Ma'aseh Epi Machmor, by Sekhon Saver. That the chance of this happening is Mustama won't be Sekhon Saver. Maybe it will. 1 in 10, whatever the number is, 1 in 10, Rav's against it, Chazak is against it, Mestam of the eye will be Beseder. Mestam of the Eva, the finger will be Beseder. Can you Mechal do Rabbana for it? That's by Koch Nefesh. So are we giving Sekhanas Eva the get of Koch Nefesh? Because Eva knows, no, not give the get, give the Klom do Rabbana. Shlomo Zalman says we give the get like the Koch Nefesh. Kol Tikkun Rabbana gained the rights of Tikkun, and therefore like 1 in 1,000 by your letters, who would have met Sekhanas Eva? The Riyatah said no, the Maestro can do the rights. The loch is why we make by Sekhanas Eivir by suffix of Daman Lekulo. When we have Rav against it, it's not Mechal Shabbos for it. So again, it comes out that Klar, that we see La Locha, the person can be Mechal Shabbos for Dirabon by Yisrael, by an Akum, the place can open down, that it can even do a case of a Deraisa, based upon the Gemon Dav Kuv Chotes from Nalef, the Meimah says it can do a Melocha Deraisa by a Akum. Now there is a shach in Yerdei Kufton Zayin. He discusses what the locha when you have Sekhanas Eivir. Is Sekhanas Eivir doimut to a case of Mormon or negated the case of Sekhanas Tafoshis? The end of the shach comes along and says, therefore you can't be mekel by Sekhanas Eivir. It's like Koch Nefesh. The Moin Am is a kasha on the shach. The shach is saying the pasha should be the shach. The shach is saying you can do a locha deraisa on the case of Sekhanas Eivir. The Meister and he sends you where the Mishin Chol Kesef Yizayin. The Mamachmi sends you to, of course, like Kert Mamish, what the Mechaber is saying. So the Pitzke Chubas want to tiny, he goes like the Miri, goes like the Rebbein Tam, and he holds that you can't do it right, so. But that's not the Pashas. The way the people got him answers, the place coming down, that even though we're saying that you still cannot do a Melacha de Reisa, that's Dafka by Shabbos, it's Chomer Tvei, it's in the Skilo. Mash Ekin Shalavin all year round, they get in Trefus or other cases. Echnami the Shach says Neil Hakul and can be makeup by the races. That means mitzvah the local what's coming out is even though we're paskening by a guy can't do a derisa and Yisrael cannot do a derisa only do a bonon. But the way the people going to understand the Shach that's only by Shabbos you cannot do a derisa because Shabbos is chomer tvei. Masha enkein by case of shari surim even the place will pask and agree they can't do a derisa even on the Yisrael. Now what is this get of Sekhanas Eivir? Really, there are three cases to discuss what's together. One, Shaila, is what does it mean by losing an Aver? Does it mean the Aver gets cut off and it's gone? Or using part of the function of the Aver? For example, let's say something happened to a person's leg. And because of that, he'll have to limp around for the rest of his life. He'll have the leg. He won't lose the Aver. Is that Nichlan Skun's Aver, and therefore a guy can do it, right? So the soldier up on him. Or no, the Maishi had to physically lose the leg, the bone. So it sounds like a tshuva for a Vosna, it sounds like Mamash have to lose the Aver. The Maaseh over the B'chaim No, and the place can go like B'chaim No, the Heitain is the get over his lav dafka, losing an Eivah Mamish. It's losing any function to get to the Eivah. Therefore, B'chaim No's example is that limping around is losing a function of the Eivah, that's Nichol, it's Kona's Eivah. In another case, Chodeshani says, someone who has the ear, but loses a function of the ear that he won't be able to hear, loses a function of his mouth, he won't be able to speak. Those things are not losing the Eivah per se, it's losing the function of that Eivah, even partial function of that Eivah is also Nichol in the getter of Sekhanas Eivir. A second child they discuss, we're saying Eivorim, what's Nichol Eivorim? Is Dafka the Ramach Eivorim? The mission accounts by an Eved, Ukadoimo? Or is there any Eivor, or any part of the body that you have that loses its function? Again, Avos and Shuvah, he discusses in the case of teeth, he wants to say teeth is not Negeah, not Nichol together of Sekhanas Eivir, because Eivor is Dafka things the Ramach Eivorim, and teeth are not Nichol in that. want to say it's not. He writes that the look of the Mishnah is not one Nevarim. He says that it's not the Machat separate Nevarim. Did he say Esther Kosev? Oh, he says one Nevarim, I guess. I don't know the mission. I don't know what the mission says. I don't know. No, but ask Koch Nefesh. But what's Nichol and Skonis Eber? Skonis Eber says the Vazir, Dafko the Machivor, Meister Nativ, he writes about the case specifically about teeth, and he says that teeth, he says, on Nichol, a case of Eberim. We have a Tzvarim discussing a case of an Isha losing part of her Rechem, also Nichol get of Eberim. The case of the Chodashoni discussing, he says, your liver, your heart, your kidneys, those definitely get of Avarim. If one is lav dafke mach Avarim, it means anything that is a set part of your body is nichol the get of Avarim. So again, we have one child, what's Avarim? Is it dafke machanak? But ikka the pasuk you seem to go lav dafke mach is any specific area of your body. A second thing, what does it mean losing it? Does it mean the aver or the function? But ikka the pasuk seem to say the function. A third hakir they discuss, nichol the get of aver. What about you lose the aver for a short time and you get it back for a short time? Is that nichol also in the get of sekundus aver? You want to fix something for a short time. Is that also in sekundus aver? Go to different cases to point out the machlokes. One case, for example, a tooth falls out. So you already mentioned a week ago, machlokes revolves in the verse of Shlomo Zalman putting back a tooth on Shabbos if there is any issur at all. Shlomo Zalman said putting a tooth back with a tooth is no issur at all. Just putting it back gets stuck in by itself. Revolves says no, it's an issur. It's a deraisa, and therefore even on the day go, you can't do it. So the Ravaz said, let's make it into Sekundus Aver. He said, no, because it's not one of Ramach Evorim. Therefore, it's not Nichol Sekundus Aver. In Tzivgrada, he writes, he says, it is Nichol the Geder of Evorim. However, it's also Machmer. He says, you know why? Because the holy site over here is losing its function. The fact of chewing, you can chew with your other teeth. So fine, so you can take care of the Tachlis doing another way. Therefore, it's not losing out the Indian of Ramach Evorim. That's what one side says. Atzal Hasheni, the refuah of Shabbos quotes the Vazir says Ramach Avorim. He says, what are you talking about? Now nichol the get of Ramach Avorim. The get is any avid that is not dafke Ramach. It's any part of your body that you lose. You don't have the function. And the aspect that the Tziva seem to be saying, what? Yeah. Va'ei, the fact they want to say you lost that part of the, they don't lose that any part of the function. Still growing the teeth. There's a. The RJJ has a journal, he writes a circle Torah where they want to title my circle, so you are losing part of the function, the Kotzim Chaim Nov, that you're losing this tooth, part of the function, you can't grind this tooth, you have to eat another place. What do you want to say? Even if my voz is correct that your teeth are not nichol or machivorim, he said, but my see, your jaw is one of the machivorim. The jaw is. So part of the function of your jaw is after you take eat. So besides the jaw Shabbai, you're losing the function, using the jaw, besides machivorim. Fine, so we have one machlokes, Maisa Chodeshoni by Psarachin, Shabbos brings down two sides. Shalal is Sith Nichol Tzikonis Eber not? Yesh v'yesh. Another question built upon the same question, what about nails fall off on your finger on Shabbos? It's not one of the Ramach Avorim, as far as I know. Maisa Chodeshoni says, not get a Nichol Ramach Avorim. He says, therefore, you lose the function of scratching yourself. You can't scratch yourself. You do it with your other fingers, but not this finger. What is that? Maybe you have a head to save it on Shabbos? He ends off Psarachin. The Maisa Kunda Vazir, the Shabbos won't even start. According to the Tziv, the Shabbos won't start scratching other fingers. According to the Chodeshon, the Shita said, the Chor, you got a baya. Are we losing part of the function, maybe of your finger or of your nail? Is that Nichol the Geder? Maybe it's going to save her. No, you want to make sure they won't fall off. You do something forward to us, they won't fall off. Sorry? No, that's your certainly Machi form. That's what they form. If it's going to save you, that you've got to put back on. It says lose part of the function. That. That's a nail, that's not the finger. No, the jaw is part of the eating. That's not. The nail, I don't think, is part of the finger. Don't think so. Another case of discussion, again, to Isha, about, let's say she lose part of her Rechem. Also, the different tshuvas about the Chalkas Yaakov, if a Sephraim will say, Labdak is a Machavar, and they want to enter any part of Rechem, and the gate giving birth, they won't be able to give birth, loses the function of giving birth, they will come to save her. Rabbi Yashiv says a chiddush over here. One time it's not nichol and sekundus aver. Since he says it's not nikur, and therefore she's walking around like a bari, even though it's losing function of giving birth to kids, he tells it's not nichol and sekundus aver. Awesome chiddush. It's only a chiddush aim by sekundum, maybe. Not even that, he's not even sure. He says not even a chiddush aim by sekundum, even less than that. And it come out, you cannot do anything by yourself, according to Rabbi Yashiv. It's an awesome chiddush. Losing the function to give birth, and he says that's not sekundus aver, and va'oid, it's not even a chiddush aim by sekundum. He says, because you walk around like a body, he's a healthy person. So there's certain things going on wrong with you. That's not Sekundus Aver.
You put on a fake arm.
Lo yedeya. not either. That's what he says. Pashas is a maskim, but it's a friend, Nishmas Avram, Chalkus Yaakov says Avada, it's Nechon's Konosever. The third Chakir we discuss, what about Misakin Evil as man? So that just the case they're discussing now, the past 10 years, is something called the agro pills. The Maisi Misakin, the Evil for his man, to take a pill to help out the Evil of Zocha and the Gate of Tashmish. Are you allowed to take these pills on the agro pills? Are you allowed to take them on Shabbos or not? So also the Shaila, the way how Abana brings down, he brings down that he asks for Vosner, Vosner, the Maisi can. And also if Yol Kotun has Bisamach, he can. He says Nichol Sekonis Eivor, and Misakin Eivor only his man, whatever that is for that hour, 2 hours, whatever works, not sure. His master is a tick in the Eivor of his man, it's one of the two, but Nichol Sekonis Eivor. Atalasenia Vosner says, Abana says he asked Yashav, Yashav asked it. I've never told Maisi asked him, Nashav Klein asked it. Seem to be an argument, one of the two, if they want Taina can use the agro or not. One of the shells is it Nichol to get us Konis Eivor or not? If it is Nichol to get us Eivor, Avadi can't take medicine. Others saying it's not even Chol Yishayim Vasekon, he can't take any medicine for it. Another case by Skonis Eivor, it's just really a general shayla, is we're saying in the Gemara says anything that's Negeti and Naim depends upon Yulev, and therefore it's Kuroch Nefesh. As my name that I discussed, what happens, I've seen it once happen on Shabbos, that someone got something fell into the eye and the retina got detached. So Negev, they can put it back, they have time to put it back on Shabbos. Now, they give a certain amount of time, you can put it back. Is that Nichol Negev of Skonis Eivor, not Skonis Eivor? Now, Avada is Skonis Eivor. The shell is Bizmanenu is Nichol Mekoch Nefesh, because I'll say again, the eye depends upon the heart. As far as the doctors know, Bizmanenu is not Negev of Koch Nefesh. Therefore, is it back really to the shallow of the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Prima Gondim, do we follow Chazal, or do we follow the doctors? So Maisa, Rabbanan said, yes, of Yashiv, and Maisa, he's Machmer, Lishitos of Yashiv, we follow all doctors, versus Chazal, and therefore you cannot be Michal Shabbos, the right sort. But Vosna is Machmer, Vazriel is Machmer. Atar Hashemi, the Yisrael Shalom Zalman, he went before again, also Lishitosai, we have Chazal, we follow Chazal, Chazal said, Maisa, we get the lave, and therefore Shalom Zalman, and so the same to Yishchaim, they also, they go to be Mekel, and they get to the lave. And therefore, it's Nichol Geder Koch Nefesh. One just interesting shayla they discuss is the Chokhmah Shloim on the page of Shulchan Aruch. He's discussing that let's say a person can come blind from one eye. Is the difference between one eye or two eyes? He comes along once a Taino. There's a mice, the person coming blind from two eyes, and they will send. He will have to go to a hospital that's going to eat trephis. So he wants to know if he can go to this hospital to misak in both his eyes. Now, at first, he starts off saying that. Maisel koch nefesh, you can't. It's not nichol get of koch nefesh. Only coming blind from both eyes. He comes on with a chiddush and says, we have machlokes and chum versus Yehuda. If the sum was potter mitzvahs and chayvim mitzvahs, we paskin beikalai chumim. However, there's a ben yiruch and the paskin sum was potter mitzvahs. Once sum was potter mitzvahs, mutter lechal shabbosus achas kedei lishmor haber shabbosus. Therefore, said Shlomo Kluger, it's better for a person to eat trefus the rest of his life. I mean, nichol get of shemim mitzvahs, keeping the mitzvahs. Therefore, he wants a tiny person can be Michal Shabbos for both eyes, not for one eye, or can eat Shreifetz for both eyes, not for one eye. Why? Because he wants to be Chayv HaMitzvah, so be Samech upon Rebbeinu Yeruchim. That's a child to ask on him. You have to know how to judge that case. What he says, even if you want to say you go against Rebbeinu Yeruchim and Lamaisa against this sheet of Yehuda, Lamaisa will be Potter from Limud HaTorah, he won't be able to learn, his eyes are blind. Why you won't have Kriyas HaTorah? These are mitzvahs. What will Chal Shabbos Achas, Chabbos Shabbos is still with Kriyas HaTorah. Therefore, we want to be Simon for Chol Pachas, the case of eating trefus, to Rabbonis, to be Mekel. But sad as well, we mentioned at the beginning of this man that we have two psukim over here. We have Potter v'chaybem, we have Potter v'shom b'nei Yisraelus v'shabbos. Maisa v'shom Azam is also Mekel such a case, but he goes again, l'shitosai mitzad, he says, the eye depends upon the heart. We follow the get of Chazal. Since the other tshuva, it brings down the Chokhmah Shloim, it says, v'oid let them tzarif them iri shito. And the other Rishonim shito that says, the Konus Eber, we can't be Mechal din deraisa. Let's mitzarif the shito, and he's also Mekel. The Maestro, those who want to disagree, Shlomo Zalman says, the Maestro, I'm sorry, the Yashav argues, he says, the Maestro, circle says, Nab Koch Nefesh, he doesn't hold with Shlomo Kugel, and he goes to the Shitas, so we don't follow Chazal, can't be Mechal Shabbos, not even Durabonans, but if also brings down the Chokhma Shlomo, it says, Chash Shalom, to be Semech upon it, and that is not that way. Fine, so Maestro, I can't get to the Sugil of Sekonis Eivor, Lalocho comes out, Yisrael can do a Durabonan, a Goy can do a Duraiso, and based upon the Shach, Yisrael can do a Duraiso by Shar Dvorim. What the Gedder is, Bek the Paiskim seem to say losing the function, Ladafka losing the Eivor. V'oi the Paiskim say that Chura, it's Ladafka Machayvorim, and Lizman, Yesh Lodim. Next to is Chodesh Aim by Sakono. By Chalubay Shein by Sakana, there are really two cases, Negeh to Yisrael and Negeh to Goy. And also by Chalubay Shein by Sakana, there's a case Negeh to Refuah and other Malachas. First, Negeh to Yisrael versus the Goy. Halacha Negeh, what a Goy can do, is a Gemara Kuf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, by Chalubay Shein by Sakana, can ask Goy to do a Malacha Deraisa, light a Madura, no problem. Those are the first to be shittas by the Mechaber, except for the Rambam, it sounds like only with Nana Smach Malacha. Fine, Machalikus of Shan, the Rambam is, but however clear the place can go, that the Goy can do. The Goy is on the gate to the Rambam. Take that back. All four shittas seem to go that way. The Avada can do any Malachi one idea Goy. That's how Avada we paskin by Chilish Aim by Sakono. Avada a Goy can do Malachi Deraisa for you. The only challenge now is what can your soul do for you? So come along the Rosh. And the Rosh says Avada you cannot do a Deraisa. You must go to Ava cannot do a Deraisa. What about a Malachi Derabonim? Says the Rosh on Avada Zorapek in the second parak. He's Mesopek. Can your soul do a Malachi Derabonim? Cannot do a Malachi Derabonim. That's the first sheet among the Rishonim. The second sheet that they bring down, after the Rosh and Masopek, come along the tour and the Magen Mishnah says, Lamaisa, who is making by the abundance? They say, Lamaisa, it's Rambam, Rajman and Shuvah, and Be'etzem, Taisus and Ksubadav, Samach, Omen Aleph, on the page, he says it before, by the case of Korneach, or Gunach, by the case of a person who had the heart problem, according to Rashi, or according to the way the Ran says, he has a lung problem. The question is, what to do with it on Shabbat? It says the Gemara, what do? You go over to an animal, and you nurse from the animal straight. And therefore, it's Mefarik. Mefarik, we pass because it's Holdo of Tosh. And therefore, it's Kla'acha Yad. The Gemara says, Mefarik Kla'acha Yad is Mutter Mokim Tzar. Tractaisvis, Lamaiso, if it's Mefarik, there's a shell among the Shainim, by Mefarik, which is Holdo of Tosh, is Tosh only by things that are Gdula Karka, not by Gdula Karka. Tractaisvis, if it ain't, you should Elab Gdula Karka. Therefore, the Mefarik, noticing the animal, is only case of Drabonim. The only case of Drabonim, says Tosh, why need Kla'acha Yad for? It is the Rabban already, and therefore go nurse straight from the animal on Shabbos, and should not be a problem. Why? Because the case of the Rabban. And you know why? Because Echanami only the fear of Yehuda. If Yehuda holds that it is Disha, even things are not Bagdula Karko. Therefore, by case of the Raisa, according to Yehuda, we have to come on to Mefarik La'achayad. Otherwise, says Taishas, if Mefarik is a case of the Rabban, because ain't Disha El Bagdula Karko negate animals, therefore the Rabban is Mutter by Yisrael. We have Klara Tosfos on the page, like the Beis being down for the Rashbo, like the Torah being down for the Rambam, that says clearly the halacha is that Yisrael can do a malacha drabbanon. That means again, if Koinech will be a drabbanon, it will be mutter. We don't need Kla'acha Yad. The Gemara is saying Kla'acha Yad only mitzvah the Shita holds that Koinech is the case of the Raisel. Look over there, Tosfos Rosh, the same thing, Shita the Ram, they say the same Yisrael. They have Klara Rishonim that say the case of drabbanon is mutter. A third sheet among the Rishonim is Ran. That's a little bit different. The Ran Maisa says on the Chum Testament base, he's coming to the Sugya that putting Kachol al Gabe Naim, the Gemara says Be'etzim should be also. The only reason why it's Mutu is the Maseya Ein by Mamish. Otherwise, Be'etzim Malacha Rabbanon is also to be done on Shabbos. You cannot do Malacha Rabbanon on Shabbos, says the Ran. I affect the Ran himself. What do you do with the case of Ganeach? He says that that case is Efsha Aidei Akum. You cannot do Aidei Akum. Since Efsha Aidei Akum, they can do a Shinu de Rabbanon. Otherwise, it can't be done. So again, it comes out that the Ran is arguing. It says you cannot do the Rabbanon unless the Efsher. Now this Efsher, the second sheet of the Mechaber, is brought down by the Goyin Mishvuah. The Efsher bin Acher, then he can't do a Shinu Rabbanon. A fourth sheet among the Rishonim is come along the Ramban and the Roh, the Ritva. They come along and say, what's the case of Ganeach? The Ritva is more Mefurash away. He writes Ganeach is Be'etzem is Eng Disha El Abudula Karko. Therefore, Ganeach is the case of Rabbanon. The reason why need Kla'acha Yad, because the only time it's mutter is a Shinei on a Drabbanon. You need two things. You need to be the Drabbanon of Indish El Gula Karko. It's an other Drabbanon, a second Drabbanon inside Shinei. Once it's Shinei Drabbanon, then it can be Mekel. But just a Shinei on the right, it can be Mekel. The fifth sheet among the Rishonim, the Beis Yosef brings down Pshan the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Drabbanon of Etim is Osir, unless it's a case of not a Srach Malacha. If it's Rach Malacha, it's Gzeira Otto Kaisev, Tzeveya, or Teichen, they'll be also on Shabbos. The sixth sheet over here is that there's Mefurash Rashba. The Rashba says the case of Ganeach is the case of the Raisa. The reason why the Maisa it's Mutter, because every Raisa, the only time is the Mutter is Aide Shinoi. Stama Drabon won't be Mekel. The only reason why Mekel is because the case of Shina on a Raisa. So first, the Mahalchim among the Rishonim is very simple. We have six Mahalchim, not simple. The six Mahalchim. First, the Rosh and Masopik. The second sheet is Taisha says that any Drabon is Mutter. Third Shita is Iran says a Drabon is also unless Efsher bin Acher. Fourth Shita is Ramban, the other says a Shina on a Drabonon. And the fifth sheet is the Rambam Masach Malacha, and the sixth sheet over here is negated to the case of Ashina on the Deraisa. Those are the six sheets among the Rishonim. The Malacha comes along, the Mechaber brings down four of the sheetahs. Very clear, the Mechaber, he starts off, the first sheetah brings down is the sheetah of the Rambam that says a case of a Drabonah's Mutter. That's the first sheetah. The second sheetah comes along and says that Esau cannot do anything unless Eif should be an Acher, then they can do Shina Drabonah. Third sheetah is the Maisa Ramban sheetah. They said he can do Shina on the Drabonah. And the fourth sheetah is the way how the Beis Seder sends the Rambam that is something that Smach Malacha, Sarach Malacha he cannot do, otherwise, if it's not Sarach Malacha, he can do by a case of Drabonah. Those are the four sheetahs. Among what it says, again, the Rishonim, there are six sheetahs among the Rishonim, four put down by the Mechaber. Lalocha, again, we have four of the Mechaber, so let's focus on the four of the Mechaber. Lalocha, how do we paskin? So, Be'etzim, there are different paskin, each of the sheetahs. The last sheetah, the Rambam says, again, the way the Beis Yosef defends the Rambam, is the Rambam is saying that when Sarach Malacha will be Osir, otherwise be Mutter. Come along with the Bach, same Shat and Mechaber, and Lavosh says it that way. That the fact that the Mechaber ends off, the Divrei Asura, Shlishis Nirin, how do we read the Mechaber? How many sheetahs are going on over here? There are three ways of reading the Mechaber. Are there five statements going on over here? Four sheetahs or three sheetahs? Why? Because he starts off, really, he says five statements. He says first statement, then he says Yesh Matim, then he says three Yesh Oimims. So he says Nirin, Divrei Shlishis Iker, is he going back on the three Yesh Oimims? That means he's passing L'chumra like the Rambam. That's how the Bach and Levush says, the Levush is passing clearly that way. Halacha is a person cannot do any Dirabonans, even in any case, unless it's not Sarach Malach, like the Rambam. Maisa, the Nisikanim, will ask Levush and the Bach to say, no, but there are four different sheetahs going on over here. And therefore they come along and say, what's the Iker sheetah? The third sheetah is the Iker. The Rambam's the Iker. Therefore, Ide Shino be Mutter, now Ide Shino be also. That's how the Iker the place can go. However, there's the first sheet over here. First he says, any Rabbanan is Mutter. Look at the Daka Moshe, very interesting. The Daka Moshe sounds like that the Ikka Shita is, the first Shita, that any Rabbanan is Mutter. And the Chayyadam Paskin, he says, if you cannot do a Shina Rabbanan, come along the Chayyadam and says, you can do any Shina, but any Rabbanan at all, whatever you want. And the Mishabuah Tzevkon Kovbeis brings down the Chayyadam in taking medicine on Shabbos, and says, he Paskins, that if you cannot do a Shvus with a Shina, we'll be Tzemach on the first Shita. And the first Shita says, any Rabbanan is Mutter. Come along the Kitzer, and it sounds like we're in the Taz, who's the Ikka Shita? The second Shita, that all the ones are Se'i, unless Iyach Shabit and Acher. That means it comes out that we have four Shitas among the Mechaber, and among the Paiskim also grapple which Shita is the Ikka, first, second, third, or fourth. The Lacha will make it simple, let's keep it how the Ikka the Paiskim go. The Ikka Shita is the third Shita, that Ashina is Mutter. We go like the Amban, that they have to let Ashina be Mutter, not Adeshina is also. Now, with that giving that Ashina is Mutter, not Adeshina is also, come on the Achoinim and they discuss what does the Ramban itself mean. The Ramban is saying that Ashina is Mutter. Ashina on what? Ashina on a Deraisa? Or Ashina on a Derabonon? Meaning, do you need two Derabonons? Do you need a Derabonon with Ashina? Or do you need Ashina that, why is it Derabonon? Because Ashina is making it to a Derabonon. Which one is it? And Ba'atim, when you read the Ran, Oil Masuan, Daf Samach Alpha and Aleph, his words are little misleading. The words the Ran quotes the Ramban, it says what? Shvus Hanasa Bishinoi. What type was it? Shvus Hanasa Bishinoi. It's a Shvus. Why? Because it was made Aide Shinoi? And therefore it's a Deraisa that came a Shvus cause of a Shinoi? Or the Shvus with a Shinoi? Or Shvus with a Shinoi? And the Gdol HaChonim seems to be arguing the point, how to touch the words of Ramban? How do you touch the words of the Ran? Is it Shvus with a Shinoi? Or is it Shvus because of a Shinoi? Since it's a Shinoi, therefore it's a Shvus.
If you listen to Abonon,
there's
more cool than
that. No. Won't be more cool. No.
Even when
no, only by a Deraisa will say a Shinoi. By the Abonon, won't be made without a Shinoi.
So if
the
child is a
Deraisa,
that means a Shinoi.
No, first, it's even without a Shinoi. Some, and it's Mutter.
Yeah,
that's more cool than that. No. Well, we'll get to the stories. We'll see. The Maisa, again, we pass him Ikka that Ashina the Maisa helps. The Shal is, what does it mean? So the way how, when the Torah brings down the Ramban, the Torah is very clear, and the Pashi read the Mechaber, saying it has to be a Shvus with the Shinoi. And the way the Meshavua, he throws it in, the Meshavua says, we say this, as far as Shlish is the Ikka, we says Oysim Shinoi, says the Meshavua, Hainu be Issidir Abonani, with the Issidir Abonani in the case of a Shinoi. And therefore, when you read the page, the Prima Godim, read the Goin, read the Taz, read the Kitzer, Meshavua, Archa Shulchan, they're all very clear. They say, what's Pshat in the Mechaber and how are we passing? Rav Paschke need two things. You need the Rabbanon, number one. Number two, you need a case of a Shinoi. Two things need over here. Atel Hasheni, other Achareim disagree. Come on the Shulchan Aruch Rav. And says, Pshat, sounds like same Pshat in the Mechaber. And says, when it says Shinoi is Mutter, Mitzvah Shinoi on a Deraiso. And the Tanya is, go look in the Rabban. The Rabban is saying, the words are, Shvus Nasa B'Shinoi, that on a Deraiso, I could do a Shinoi that itself will help. And Dr. Jolah Chanim will go this way. The at least the Nezi Yisrael, and the Gleital, the Tila David, the Ben Ishchai, the Minchas Pasim, Chaim No, they all pask in the loch is that a Shavuos on a derisa itself helps. Yeah, no. Drabbanon, any Drabbanon. No, the Pashas are reading, no, the Pashas Mechaber sounds that way. They point out, the Pashas Mechaber is not that way. They want to say, be looking at my Mok, and the Tanya is looking at my Mok, time to Ramban. The Tanya is looking at Ramban in Taurus Odom, looking at Ran. The case of this is the case of Gunech. Case of Gunech, one time is the case of a Deraiso. And therefore, it has a matter of Gunech, but gets Deraiso. It's a case of a Shina on a Deraiso. No, not the Torah. Now the Pashas Mechaber, and Gleital himself says, "You said the Gleital writes Ramban, and Gleital is one who's mekel. He says, look at Ramban inside, is Shina on a deraiso? Yet you read the Mechaber is not saying that. Fine, that's his ori. So the Pashas read the Mechaber is not that way, but he himself, he's the one of mekelim. He says the Ramban is going to Shina on a deraiso. Yeah, we'll get to the fine. So Meister, we have machloekis. What the loch is? We think we're passing the ikir is it a shinoi? Shina what? The Mishibua saying a Shina on a derabbanon. And there's a grad saying, what Ashina on a deraiso? Now, the Olam Sov Shlomo Zalman and Shmir Shabbos, he brings down, he said the four Gedolei Achronim are Meister says Ashina on a deraiso, he quotes him Chaim Noor and Til Dovah, the Egletal, and the grad. And therefore he ends off saying, Mestavim, the Cholim of Vada, a person can Vada be Mekel if he cannot get a goy. Shlomo Zalman says Vada can be Mekel, Ravaz and Shuvah says Vada can be Mekel when he cannot get a goy. And therefore, once we have Ravaz and Shlomo Zalman says Vada can be Mekel, come along the Malachtim and the Haber Malachtim go this way and say, Vada Chathila get a goy. Do like the Mishibua. However, he cannot get a goy. A vadi can be samach even by deraisa to do a case of a shinoi. Now, you have to understand what you're doing over here. Lemaisa, to be mekel, you can mafakfek strike against the makilim. First of all, they're coming along and they're saying, to be mekel, why? A shinoi in a case of deraisa is mutter. Once, first of all, Ike, you follow our paiskim on the page, or unza paiskim, you go with the kitzer. We go with the Mishnebrua, the Goyim, Pirim Godim, they're very clear, it's a Shina only under Rabbanon. So first you understand, you're going against Ika Apaiskim. Boy, their Ika Taina is they're coming from the Ramban. Ramban tells all them, it sounds like even the case of Shina under the Raiso. Maisi, you're looking at Ramban, Mefurish, away, and Kuk, Mimdal, and Beis. Ramban writes, I hold Kenech in the case of Rabbanon. Why ain't Yisha Ella Budu like Karkon, they have the case of Rabbanon? And the reason why Kenech is Mutter, he says, he writes, because Shina with a Klachayat. He writes the Rabbanon with a Shinoi. He himself writes, why be Mekel? It's the Rabbanon with the Shinoi. The truth that according to the Ramban and Teres Odom, that maybe they did not see the Ramban Kufim Dald, which maybe the Grazin see, the Chod Egle Tal did see, which is the Kasha. The Ramban himself writes, the Ikub Shad is a case of the Rabbanon with the Shinoi. Chod Egle Tal did see, Mekel, who is the Hello? The Aruch HaShabbos writes in brackets to say he's going enough to himself Lishitotsu, he writes in Ksubat Av Samach, which is not such a Ramban in Ksubat Av Samach. Then, not Mestava, he sure wrote it that way. Lemaisa, he paskins, he himself writes like a Kufim Dalit, he himself holds Ganech Drabbanon, and what Aruch HaShabbos said, Luke Kvater also, yeah, he doesn't answer. He says, not Mestava. We'll say, why is not Mestava? Why? It is Mestava, he says. Why? Don't know what Aruch HaShabbos is saying. Meister himself, he doesn't end off, right? He has two sides, the Maskano. The Meister can ask Sevkal Sevkal Kasha. How do we pass Ganech? We pass in Simon Shinei, Ganech is a case of the Raiso. We pass in Shinchot Chere Sif Lamadala, that a Ganech, Kalachia, the Meister's Mutter. The Chuy, the Meister, Sevkal Sevkal, you are serious La Locha. The Locha is saying that what? Ganech is, we pass in Yesh, Disho, things are not Pagdula Karko. We all Disho, Sayakul Karko, not Gdula Karko. Therefore, Ganech, we all is the Raiso. So why us la locha, the Mishmur saying you need a Rabbanon with the Shinoi? Yeah, we paskin Ganech is deraisa. Yeah, we paskin Ganech is mutai de Shinoi. Chor et tirim neobay. So Mishmur the Maisi asked the Kashan himself, Mishmur and the Shayatin, in the Tav Tzadik Vav, he asked the Kashan himself how to answer this. And he answered a Chiddush Otzum, a Gam does not sound that way among the Rishonim. He wants to taino, the loich shiva malocha klal. It's so much of a Shinoi that's out of partial of Nechle Geda of a Shinoi. It's not Stam a Melacha with a Shinoi. It's a Melacha that's so much not Doimit to Melacha at all, it's out of the Parsha. And numerous times you see La Locha when things are so far out of the Parsha, it's not Nechle Geda of Shinoi, it's Otter Abaran. It's not Nechle Geda of Melacha at all. It's a Chiddush. This really is a Kashna Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah was discussing in Simon Shinchof to take a grape and suck it out with your mouth. The Jewish Lamai said it's more term. Why? Because it's not Doimit to the Melacha at all. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah upon himself, Lamaisa going over to an animal, Lamaisa to go suckle from it, when it's not B'mokim Tzar, it's Osir. Why is it Osir? Not Doim to the Melacha at all. So his words are, Lamaisa, it's Eino Shina Gomer. It's a Shinoi, but not a Shina Gomer, on the case of Ganeach. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying in the Shaar Tzin, why Loch Shiva Melacha Klal? But it's not enough for Loch Koshim Melacha Klal, he still needs to come out together at Tzar. Like a Monoshach, like he's stuck in between. It is nichl to get a malacha that be'etzem is oster abonim, but not nichl to get a malacha enough that the makom shina makom tzar will be mekel. Mishmaru himself says not shina gomer, but enough loy choshim malacha klal. It's like in between. It's an awesome chiddush the Mishmaru is saying over here. Why is the kashin of Mishmaru or an avon of the Mishmaru? Unless you want machlag between the nifl and the pail, the get of shina yesh l'adam. Maaseh comes out. We have first of all malacha. Again, the Mishmaru is saying clearly the loch is you have to do a bonum with the shinoi. And va'oid, the Eskin case, and va'oid the Ramban, the place coming to Rimachma from, Mekel from, the Maisa Ramban himself says it's a do a bonum with the shinoi. I tell the Shen and the Maisa why there are those who want to be Mekel, and there's a starker story you can be Mekel. First of all, we said that the first sheet holds any do a bonum is motor. The Dakamoshe sounds like the Ikur is the first sheet that any do a bonum is motor. And the Chayodim says you can be Samech upon that when you cannot go like the third sheetah. Samech on the first sheetah, any drabon is motor. Now, come along, the Rashman says that any drabon is more kuladik than the Shina drabon. Why? Because the drabon has to be doing a malacha. A Shina drabon says the Rashman, it does not look like you're doing any malacha at all. It's from the parsha of malacha. So the third sheetah is more machman than the first sheetah. That means anyone who's makel like the first sheetah, so only be makel by case of Shina of a deraisa. So first, already we have the first sheet that says any drabon you can be makel without a shinoi. So the Vada, first of all, you have a Daikim Moshe, the Chai Odom, Mishabu brings down, that says any drabon is motor. Aleph. The Ramon Lamaisa is Oro, Daikim Moshe is not bringing down over here. You could say that Daikim Moshe meant Dafka Skonis Aver and not for Chalushayim by Zakono. So Oro, I don't know, but the Chai Odom says it. The Chai Odom does say it. It's Kasha, I'm not trying to answer it. V'oi, the second point is, even though I want to tell me it's not a Ramban, the Maisa before Shirajbo, the Rajbo on Kuchav Teh says clearly the Ganech is a case of a Deraiso, and he comes along and says, if we can do a Shinoi, because a Shinoi Deraiso and the Maisa helps, before Shirajbo. Now, the Magi over there on the Rajbo says he means a Shinoi on a Derabonon, which is not the Pashas, or Vazan Chuba says, you know why I can be Samech Lahokal? Why? Because before Shirajbo, and Kuchav Teh says, the Magi seems to argue on Vazan, and Vazan Chuba says, before Shirajbo, says we can't be Mekel on the Shinoi on a Deraiso. Another reason why you can't be Mekel, Sokol Soif, we do have a Graz, we do have a Tila David, we do have a Shulchan Aruch Rab, a Chaim Noah, we do have a Minchas Pasma, we do have those who are Mekel. And myself, Vosna, and Shlomo Zalman do end up, therefore, but the Evid, Vada Yesh Amin Lesmach, Bissoymach, Vada Yesh Lokal, cannot get a Goy. So come out Lalocha, Beikah the Swarm go, and Beikah a person should go, is a Vada to Stam do a derisive machine of Vada, you shouldn't do that. It's against the Timus Apoyskim, against the Vada, the Pasha, the Ramban, a Vada Yep to a Rabban with the Shinoi or Goy. However, if it's Eesher, a Drabon Vishinoi, or it's Eesher, a Degoy, you cannot even find a Goy, Avada, Yeshami Lismach, Besemach on the grass and the Rajbo, and do a case, or at least a first sheet of the Machaber, and do a case of a Shina on a case of the Raiso. Now, what is the Gedda of a Chilish Eimai Sakono? There are numerous cases the place can discuss. The Kamlung, the Rishonim, the Rajbo, the Ritual, they say, first, a Chilish Eimai Sakono is someone who needs bed rest. Bed rest. The classic case of Pashkim say is someone who has the flu. He's in bed, lies in bed. Maisa, that's the case. It's Chodesh Shein Basakono. Therefore, the law is a Goy can do a Deraisa. That means you need medicine from the store. Go tell a Goy, go drive to the store, drive a car which is a Deraisa, and go buy me medicine and bring it back. No problem. And you still can do a case of Drabon machinery. The second case of Pashkim discussed that the first case of Mechab bring down, the second case, they bring down, come along the Magen Mishnah, and says, Lav Dafko, if he's also lying in bed, even the case of Chol Menachol Gufo, his whole entire body is weak. The example that's from, say, you have a migraine, you're out of commission, even though you're not lying in bed, but you're just have a hard time walking around, that's also Nichol together of a Chol Shein Beis Hakonah. So again, we have two cases of Mechab that are moving down, one case you need bed rest, and one case is when your whole entire body is weak. Now come along the Paiskim, And they say Pesach Aruch Shulchan says Lav Davka means bed. Let's say it means you can't leave your house because you're sick. Ma'isa Lav Davka lying in bed. So it's the same way the Gedda does not mean bed per se. To the Aruch Shulchan means someone who needs to lie in bed or can't leave his house. It's also someone who needs Be'etim, the klal of bed rest. Voice says the Pesachim Lav Davka means someone who is a pile in bed on his house. The Pesachim say it means someone who is right to be in bed but he can't. He has a shiva. He has to take care of his kids. He has to go to Parnassah. Sometimes the Maaseh you can't. You have to go. You have tzurachim they have to take care of. The Gedder is not someone who piles in bed. Someone who's ready to be in bed if he had free time with Shabbos afternoon and he had time and not watching the kids. What would we do if he would lie down? Even though now he can't because now he has the Maaseh to go learn. Mechanech his kids to take care of them in shul and davening. In such a case, the Maaseh will definitely get a chodesh ein ba'sakano. What? Who says that? Is Sefer Zechonos, the first one says it. Sefer the Chodashani and the Nishma Shabbos, they bring down, Rabbana bring down this Mahalach. The Gedda is not for pile in bed, it's right to be in bed. Choyli mena kol guf, your whole body feels shvach. That means sometimes you feel shvach, going in bed won't help. Sometimes you have a migraine, going in bed won't help. You won't lie in bed. It means the whole body is shvach. It can't work sufficiently as you usually work during the like anyone with a migraine headache. They just don't always respond, though. It's hard for them to, whole body feels weak. And the third case they discussed of Nichol and Chayla Shein Besikono is what the Mechab brings down to Reish Ayin Vav, Akol Chayla Etzel Akur. When it gets very cold outside, extremely cold, by a cotton if it's a little bit cold, by a godel if it gets lack cold, is Nichol and Gedda of a Chayla Shein Besikono. And therefore, if let's say it gets very cold in certain areas, and you want to go tell the guy to put on the heat in the house on Shabbos, no problem, go to the guy with Pembo, tell him to go put on the heat. Why? Because the guy can go do a malacha for Chayla Shein Besikono, and if when the boiler blows, you have to fix the boiler, go tell the guy to put on the heat on Shabbos. Let's say if I carried, it was very hot outside, you put on the air conditioner, then the weather changes, now it's freezing inside your house. You want to tie in the same idea, you can go tell the guy to shut off the air conditioner, because the mice said it's freezing right now, and the mom can get a cold, and you sit there with coats. Also, you have a head to go tell the guy to turn off the air conditioner, even if the air conditioner is the case of the rice, so you can tell me it's the case of the abundant electricity, but even the rice, so go tell the guy to shut off the air conditioner. Based upon this, Mechabit, yes, it became Davif, by the T-bar, so fine. Based upon this, you saw that Kol Cholim Eitz LaKor, they discussed it about the other way around. Is that Kol Cholim Eitz LaKoyim? Let's say it gets very hot, like last Shabbos, a couple of days, mom is melting, mice, and somehow the reason the exercise then did break. And Lashelis, is it Nichol to get a Cholim or not? So, interesting tshuvas they discussed about it. Nashir Klein, and I've never tell, and the Shurtim Aloch one time, just like by cold we say it, but let's say Kol Shkin, when there's a Sharav, a mom she heat wave, they want to tie it Nichol to get a Kol Cholim. They won't say it's a cold skim. I'll get sick by the cold. So only people you look around, everyone's like, the skim move. You get sick, mamish by the heat. Maisa always want to say it's a chiddush otzim, nazi yourself brings down, and vayeshua, and always want to what the chazal say, a kol chil itzla akur. We do say, by choyim and maisa we don't say, because maisa is better, you're not sick. You're just lazy to move, and therefore there's no one taina what chazal say, yeah, and what chazal does not say, the maisa not. Maisa, the Chaim Pineski says, and Lord Tzion, the one time we do not say it, only by Kor, not by Chaim. No, that's what Shulchan Aruch says. That's Mechaber, that's what I'm called, that's Kor. We don't have to, that's not Mechaber. Maisa, you get to Kor. They discuss, once we see this, you sort of a Kol Chil, it's a Kor, the Maisa, what happens when right now you're fine, and however, if you don't take your medicine now, in 2 hours on Shabbos, you might see you get sick. So you see that right now, to go tell a guy to put on the heat, that in 2 hours you get sick from it, and become a chayla, the maisa right now you're not taking medicine. That means if you know your migraine is coming 2 hours later on Shabbos, and right now you want to take the medicine right now, you see, just like by a chayla she'ema to come on the gate, the heat, you have to wait till you're freezing to go tell the guy to put on the heat. It also, the same idea, when a person is not sick yet on Shabbos, but he feels the migraine coming on, or he feels the flu coming on, the maisa can't take the medicine for himself on Shabbos right now. Maisa is negeta after Shabbos, he feels that he needs to take the medicine now for after Shabbos. It seems to be my colleagues among the Paiskim what exactly to do. The way the Archa Shabbos and the Ozidru and this Shabbos, because they want to be Makel and say, just like on Shabbos can be Makel, who didn't after Shabbos? It really depends how you read the Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot Mem Zayin. How do you, Sukkot Mem Vav, what Pshat are you saying, Ayin Shem? By a case someone who is Suffolk is a Chalish Ayin by Sakono, is it Nichol the Gedda of. Could be. Someone says, last time the person is not sure if he's chalish aim by sakana nafi. He's not sure he's holding there. Does he need bed rest? Not need bed rest. Can a person be machmer? Can be machmer? So what's the halacha be when he's mesubig? He's nichel negedra nati. So ba'etam the two different cases. The gate to malacha of Shabbos is negate to the case of taking medicine on Shabbos. Negate the case of taking medicine on Shabbos. Everyone agrees the mesubig if he nichel negedra chalish aim by sakana. Avada can take it on Shabbos. No problem. You have no cheskes iser sav kavada. And avada sav devan lekula. Avada can take it on Shabbos. Doing the malacha lemaisa, that's a shayla among the paiskim. Those who want tana, the malacha be'etzim is also on Shabbos. You have a cheskes iser. Now you're mesopik, if you nichel negeder of doing malacha on Shabbos, the chalishay masakonu. Who says you are? You have a cheskes iser versus sofik. Therefore, Rafak says you have to be machm mitzam malacha sheboi. Atzela shayla shlomo zalman says, no, sofkel sofik sofik kavadi can't be makel. So mitzam malacha lemachlokes among the paiskim. The negate taking medicine, there's no cheskes iser. And when it agrees, avadi can't take. Negate to malacha, if you're not there yet or not, Hashem among the poskim, what you can do, negate to a person who's in the mesubik, who's a cholish aim by sakono. Another case I discussed being cholish aim by sakono, negate to which people are cholish aim by sakono. So first by Yeledes, we saw already in Simon Shin Lamed, that Yeledes from Zayin to Lamed is certainly cholish aim by sakono. That's across the board. Negate to a cotton, they come along the Ramov over here and says, Tam tzorcha cotton, cholish aim by sakono. Now it's getting late, but just because of the different sheetahs, what does that mean, a chalish aim by sakana? What age is a tam cotton? Is it, what's the age? So the way how the early Tzion says, read the Mechaber, read the Ramah, he saw some, says nothing. Therefore the age is very simple, till bar mitzvah, till bat mitzvah. He's a cotton till that age. Or the Tzion says, read the Shulchan Kapashas, means to 12 or 13. I said, the Sheni Adayin, why he says, look of the Marmokim Ben Yeruchim, it's come from Yom Kippur. You're kippin' the gate to achilo, the getter is till 9 or 10, depends how strong the kid is. Therefore, Daniel Weiss wants to say, the chalapok is the gate to achilo, the getter is 9 or 10. Now, those who want to tie it, says the getter is until 6. Why 6? Because what the age of says, breaking down the door, the kid that's inside the room, where he says, pachat, he says maybe the age is until 6. The shaks ayu wants to say the getter is till 3 or 4. They bring down the chadnish by case of a chalav that's besukim to a child, and wants to say the getter is 3. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman and the Liyasha, they're being down, the Gedder is 2 or 3. The Evan Yisrael says the Gedder is 1, here the Chum won't say the Gedder is 1. So Maestri went from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I think I got every age across the board except 12, 13, all the way across the board. The Maestri, the Swarm, is not very clear exactly how to go. Some say it's only for 3 can be Makel, 3 to 9 Yesh Lodin, above 9 they want Bikabi Machman. However, if you really think about it, and as far as the way that Achar Shabbos and others seem to go, you really have to judge every case. There's no, the reason why the Ramah does not give a gedder, does not give an age, it depends. You have to know what the case is. When you have the lights glow in your house, you go to Ra, the first thing the Rav asks you, do you have any kids in the house? They say, yeah, you have young kids, you get afraid of the dark, the Nechel Chodesh Eimet Sekonda, go tell the guy to go put on the lights. I asked him, Stromach, it happened to me that I said, he told me I have young kids, go put on the lights with the guy. So I asked him, do I have to ask the guy for a mitzvah? He says, why do a mitzvah for? Motor straight off. Maisa milakim cholish aim by sakana. Go tell a guy. Go put on the lights for you on Shabbos. Maisa nichel get of a chayla. Now, vada, 10-year-old child is not afraid of the dark. The chora, 6-7-year-old child has the imagination in one's world. The maisa they do have fear. The maisa can't put on the lights for them. So it really depends on the case. The gate to eating could be for the milk 2-3. Gate to other foods could be 5-6. The gate for the imagination. Certain kids have imagination at 10 years old. Some of them only stop at 6. Depends who they are. We really have to judge the matzav in the case, and be'etzim what the gedder is, how much you have to judge by. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Reish Ayin Vav, with his halachas also brought down by the Ramah. He says the gedder is tzorech harbe. That's not any tzorech for cotton. It brings down the matzav Yehuda, brings down the goyin. The gedder has to be tzorech harbe. The kid can be very afraid, or the kid needs it for the food, tzorech harbe. That'll be nichl the gedder of chelo she'ein by sakona, and therefore a goy can do malacha deraisa for you, and Yisrael can do ashina derabbanon. Tomorrow, better Hashem be in the gate, the sugyas of the minig of Chodesh El, Slichos, and David Hashem, and Kedoy Mo.
What's that signification?